Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I've got a lot of information for you today, and I'm hoping that as you're driving, you're taking notes, at least mental note, right? I don't want you to have an accident because I told you to take notes because I'm not liable for your accidents. But anyway, I mean, I can understand why, you know, people get distracted because of, you know, shocking news and so forth. So please drive safe if you're out driving on the road listening today. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that is actually not only talking about it, we're actively engaged and we are working very hard at trying to save your liberty. We're actually organized. It may not seem like it, but we are. And we are building a model that you can deploy into your county, into your state. And we want to help you succeed. I wish I had the money that Soros and a lot of these other very rich people have so that we could just, you know, pay for all of this. But like I said yesterday, I don't have a rich uncle. The number to call in today is 215-867-8255. Now, I'm hoping I can get through this content today so that tomorrow I can start introducing you to the role of the militia and how important the militia is within our constitutional framework. Unfortunately, we haven't been following that, and that is all a part of the audit process and why it is so important to get there. I'm also working. If you're looking for a good opportunity to sponsor the show, let me know. But I'm hopefully working with a sponsor that might be coming on, and so, you know, keep us in your prayers. We do believe in the power of prayer. So let me move forward as I, you know, want to hit the groveling because I do want to get through this content, and you know, the faster I can do it, the better off we will all be. Anyway. If you want to support us, we would love and humbly and magnanimously accept any type of support you want to give us. If you want to give us some financial support, just go to our crowdfunding on GoFundMe and just throw us some financial love. If you want to help us with some of your time, send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Or if you want to get engaged with the Constitution Club, then contact them at constitutionclub.ning.com. Just sign up, drill into your state and county, and get started. There is a lot of work to do, and we're just losing time. Time is very finite. We do not have an infinite amount of time. We have very limited time, and every day we've lost another day. So let's stop losing days and actually start gaining momentum and ground. That's what we kind of need to do and turning everything around. As you know, I actually do scan the news, and there, even though there's, you know, there's news out there, there's really nothing that is indicating that the federal government is going to disband any of their unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers, and they're going to continue to inflict us with tyranny until we stand up. So that's why you are very integral in this process. We need your help. And we will get into, hopefully I can give you some, a clearer perspective to hopefully motivate you to, you know, I'm going to get involved. I want to say this, that I appreciate the fact that you are involved by listening today, and I appreciate the fact that you're telling other people because our numbers are growing. We'd like to see, you know, we'd like to be the viral one because I would like to prove that just like George Washington, we can step down when we've obtained what we need to obtain. Because really, there's too many other things to do besides just this. So We hope to get this moving with your help. And in doing that, let's kind of get into some of the things that we need to talk to, because maybe these things will motivate you. As I was saying yesterday, they are passing SOGI laws. These laws, which are the sexual orientation, gender identity laws, are being introduced into some very dark red states. I know that they're working in Wyoming. They're probably working in every state. There's a millionaire who is spending the money necessary to getting people to start implementing and or, you know, sponsoring the bills and legislation in the states. As I was saying yesterday, this is a direct attack on your First Amendment rights. And so you need to understand that every state is under attack, and the politicians there are pandering to these progressive agendas. Even the Republicans are what they're not really Republicans, they're rhinos. And as I made comment the other day, why is it that there's no such thing as a dino? How come the Democrats never complain about, you know, a Democrat that's really conservative? They don't, because they know that they're going to get some votes, and however they get 1 inch of ground, they're happy. It seems like it's the Republicans that are always giving away the ground. They're the ones that are compromising. They're the ones that got rid of prayer in school. They're the ones that allowed a lot of these things to happen because they didn't stand up to an unconstitutional federal court, because the federal government has no jurisdiction over prayer or over anything religious, which means that the Supreme Court and Congress can't be meddling in any of these things that are not enumerated in the Constitution. So here's the question. Why is it that so many Republicans are voting for this crap? Well, it's got to be something tied to the money, right? These politicians are being bought by the lobbyists so that they can maintain these positions. And they're hoping, obviously, they're hoping to have a career with major funding to get into the federal level so that, you know, once you hit the federal level, you become a millionaire. You are a rock star, because look at all of the different congresspeople. I was going to say congressmen, but look at all the congresspeople in the House of Representatives and how much they make. Our little podunk Republican representative went in there dirt poor. She's a millionaire now, and she's been in there for way too long because she's a rhino, and she needs to be replaced. Every single rhino needs to be replaced. We need to go rhino hunting and make rhinos extinct in our political system. Thus, these politicians that are being bought for by these progressive lobbyists are becoming the managers. They're becoming the managers of a myriad of progressive agendas. So if you understand what is happening in the state capitals and even in your county, there is a very organized effort to take away your rights in a plethora of ways. And as a matter of fact, it's funny, as I told you, it's actually not funny, but I've told you that as they were taking away water rights in Washington, they were doing the same thing in California, Oregon, and a lot of other states. Was that just a coincidence? It must have been a coincidence, because these are all different individuals. No, there is a very well orchestrated attack. And here are a few ways that they are attacking us. And so they're trying to introduce laws at all different levels, like I said, to take away your water rights, from wells to even rainwater. You can't even have rainwater barrels anymore in a lot of states. They're also working to regulate how much water you can consume and increase your cost to punish you for what they believe is excessive use. I mean, taking that extra shower or washing your car. You shouldn't even own a car. You should be using public transportation. And that's how they think. they are doing the same type of crap with energy, and they are implementing more expensive methods of production just to get the cost up, as well as helping pay for the liberals that are running these, like Immelt, who was running General Electric, who was providing the turbines for these. I mean, Immelt was a huge contributor to the progressive agenda, to Obama's campaign and so forth. And they were the ones that happened to, you know, land this windfall contract of being able to provide all of these turbines for all of the windmills that are out there generating crappy energy. And so these things are far less reliable. They're far more expensive in creating energy. And what they want to do is they want to regulate how much energy you consume, and they're going to punish you, just like with the water system, if they feel you're using too much than your basic needs. You know, I view energy like this. I believe that energy is a requirement for productivity, just like you have to eat food to, you know, stay productive. I mean, your brain needs sugars, your body needs proteins and minerals. For you to be able to contribute to society, you have to have good nutritional input. Well, it's the same thing for you to be productive in society. You need energy to be able to do your computing, to be able to do your, you know, work, whether that be driving to work and the energy you have to consume, or the work that you do in your home and so forth. Energy is an integral component to productivity. And what we're doing is we're punishing people that are trying to be more productive. This does not make sense. But I'm at a hard break, and that does make sense. So if you stay tuned, we'll be right back and make sense of all of this. So again, please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So as I was saying just before we went into break, that these planners are literally taking away our ability to be productive. They're charging you more money for the consumption. They want to charge you more money for gas. As a matter of fact, Obama was really clear. He wanted to more than double what you were paying for electricity. He wanted to see everybody's, he wanted to see people pay $5 for a gallon of gas. He wants to stifle productivity. The progressives want to stifle productivity. As a matter of fact, to be honest, they want to kill a lot of people because we're way overpopulated as a planet. If you understand the mantra, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, it's clear they don't want to have more than 500 million people living on the planet because they believe that's the perfect balance. Like they're gods, and they understand exactly how much the earth can accommodate for people. And I'm going, you know, this is a very evil and insidious paradigm. They want to punish your productivity in so many different ways. Not only do they want to punish you for consuming too much energy, well, what they believe you should be using. How dare you listen to music or watch TV? You should only have a basic little light bulb in your cell because that's how they want you to live. Not only that, though, but they also want to implement, and they have been, and I talked about this before, they're implementing traffic calming. Throughout the state of Washington and most states, even in Idaho, they're implementing, instead of putting in a light, which would be cheaper, far less expensive to just throw a light in an intersection, they're tearing up the whole road and making these big, huge roundabouts. Why? Because when you engage in a roundabout, every time you have to slow down. If you're on a freeway or a highway, let's say a state rural highway that has a light there, the light only comes on when there's traffic. When somebody comes along and says, you know, I need to take a left turn, and then they will slow down. But the way they regulate with green lights, there's a good likelihood that you wouldn't ever have to stop, but every once in a while when there's actually some traffic. But on a roundabout, every time you traverse that thing, you have to slow down. I saw a really good video of a person that didn't slow down, and they went airborne over the roundabout. I think it was in England or something like that. You probably saw that too. The whole point is they're doing this to impact your productivity. Every time they inject a new roundabout in your rural traffic or in your lanes of getting to work or whatever you have to do to be productive, they're increasing the amount of time and the energy that you have to expend by just taking that slow down and reaccelerate. It may not be much, but it adds up. And over time, they're going to start narrowing down the roads. Instead of having a 2 or 4 lane road, you know, 2 lanes in both ways, they're going to implement that down to a single lane in both ways. They've done it several times. Go to the Department of Transportation and actually just Google or use DuckDuckGo and search for Bellevue, Washington Department of Transportation Model City. And you'll see what they did to Bellevue, Washington, where there was lots of 4-lane roads and they compressed them down to 1. In Paradise, California, they did the exact same thing. And when they needed to get out of town, there were so many people trapped and confined on that 1-way road that used to be a 2-way road. A whole bunch of kids almost died on the school bus. Had it not been for a fast-thinking school bus driver to get those kids off and have them run by their feet, those kids would have been dead. And it's all because they're trying to constrain you. They're trying to modify your behavior. Why? Because they don't want you living in rural areas. They want to make sure that you live in their new apartment city plans because that's what they're doing. I think I've talked about this before. If not, HUD is moving the Department of Housing and Urban Development is moving to focusing on supporting and spending money on high concentration housing. In other words, they're going to be getting you to start buying into apartment complexes instead or condos instead of single family homes with a yard and everything else. because how dare you want to have that kind of lifestyle when we only have so many resources? We can't afford that on you. Who do you think you are? You have to be an elitist to deserve those types of things. They are incrementally taking away your rights as a parent, even. As the state legislators are passing more and more laws, and bureaucrats are coming along and instituting policies and laws, they're giving the controls over your child over to the state, over to the education board, and so forth. Some of the things that they've taken away from you with your children is your child's reproductive rights. Vaccinations are stepping in as well. And they're mandating sexual orientation. Most states, I can tell you for several states, the state of Washington included, they want your child to self-identify their sexual orientation by age or by grade 4. The reason they're doing this is so that they can then register your child into that orientation. And if you as a parent find out and you want to deprogram your kids and send them into counseling to help them think straight and get right, because one, they're too immature and they lack the cognitive powers of making the right decision for themselves. But instead, they're going to protect them, and they're passing laws to make it illegal for you to deprogram them. Your kids aren't yours anymore. Those kids are the state's, because it's the state that's depending on them in moving their agenda forward. They're counseling and protecting your children from dangerous dogmas of your indoctrination at home. I mean, they're literally flipping the tables, if you understand what I'm saying. Because it is them that has the dangerous dogmas in indoctrination, and they're actually saying what you are teaching is dangerous to what they are trying to do. And absolutely, if you're conservative, if you have any type of morals, if you want your kids to, you know, live a righteous life, then how dare you inflict that dogma onto those kids? Because they're planning on letting those kids live a riotous life, so that they can just enjoy life, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die, right? That's the paradigm that they're actually ramming down everybody's throat. And as much as possible, these communists that are working directly with legislators, and when I say legislators, I just don't mean at the state and the federal level. Legislators or sovereigns are those who write laws at all levels, from the city to the county to the state capital. If you do not believe me, I want you to go look this up, plannersnetwork.org. They actually have a, you know, a visible plan. And right there on their network, they tell you what some of their goals are. If you go to this page, you will find very disturbing language. And, you know, they try to, you know, mask it a little bit, make it seem like, it, you know, okay, it's not that bad. But if you look at the colors of red and black, it's very resemblance to what? Antifa and the communist flags that they flew and so forth. And as a matter of fact, the terminology is even there. You'll find economic justice, social justice, and so forth in there. And here's a blurb that I just happened to copy out of their website just so I could read this to you. The Planners Network conferences move beyond the traditional academic model to embrace a variety of submissions. We prioritize submissions that connect and energize people. Listen to the sales pitch. Energize people to each other and to social movements that aid in the work of grassroots groups that mobilize resources and build capacity, that share expertise, that amplify alternatives, that build up the ability for planners and activists to collaborate. Submissions will be evaluated for their contribution to the conference theme, an action orientation, engagement, and inclusivity with the audience, and for their ability to advance work happening on the ground. We anticipate some of the presentations delivered to this conference will be published online. And then they have these, they got this Progressive City Radical Alternatives magazine. They're not hiding too much anymore. They're kind of in our face. A Planners Network local chapter, if you go to the website, you'll actually see local chapters and so forth. And you can actually go and find where these chapters are. They actually, those are regionals, and they actually have local chapters, but you have to log in to get into the local chapters and local memberships. But they do have their kingpins listed up there with their emails. You know, if you want to contact somebody, or if you need to have an email for, you know, some site that you know is going to just spam you. The whole point here, my friends, is that they are very well organized. How is it that they have these people, you know, on the hook in supporting these things and working these things? These are jobs. Who's paying for this? Do you understand where this money is coming from? Some of it is coming from your taxes, because some of these people are probably on welfare or what have you, and they're also getting cash money on the side. Well, with that, I'm at a hard break, and we'll talk more about this when we get back. So please stay tuned, and I've got more for you. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So I think it would be a good idea for some of you maybe to go sign up and become a member so that we could get data from them and identify really where they are located, who their leaders are at a local level. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, because we're looking for help here. And understanding who and where the enemy is, that's a good idea. But you can go and check out the existing chapters, and you can actually look at where, you know, how well they're organized in your area if you want to get involved. I will tell you, though, if you look, because they show these job placements or opportunities on universities, these folks are very closely tied to higher education. Why is that?
because that's where the indoctrination is going. And that's where they see, you know, the kids that are really passionate, that want to go out there and lead in the voting away of our liberties that I've been telling you about. They've been programming our kids as weapons to destroy our constitutional republic and our liberties. That's why they're so closely tied to the education system. So here's the question. I've kind of been setting this whole thing up. I'm proving to you that there is literally a huge network that is working. And this is just one facet of their organization in trying to get people to work on implementing these liberty-taking and property rights and those types of things to take away your liberties and move you into these urban apartments and this high concentration living for all the minions, because that's where you need to be. You don't need to have your individual identity with your lawn and your bushes and your own landscaping or house paint color or what have you. If you think California housing associations are bad, you just wait till you start moving into these government project homes or apartments. As you can see, they are very organized, and the globalists are throwing a lot of money to steal your liberties so that they can subjugate us and enslave us. I am going to tell you that the only kryptonite that can destroy their plan is Republic Review. You can go out there and try to fight one issue at a time. We will lose every single one of those battles. Republic Review exposes the fact that everything that they are doing is unconstitutional and that we will and can undo it. I hope you're getting this. It is really the only solution in dismantling all of these concocted powers, roles, and responsibilities that they've thrown over us. Because bottom line, we have an enumerated constitution, and the only way the federal government and the government can actually pass laws is if it's associated to the enumerated powers. Therefore, when they want to create constrictions on roads, well, they don't even have jurisdiction over roads. Why is the federal government even involved in roads? Madison clearly vetoed the first attempt by Congress in creating a Department of Transportation, saying it's not an enumerated power. You have to amend the Constitution. James Monroe did the exact same thing in 1822. Madison did it in 1817. They waited, and they got the first Democratic president, and he even vetoed it, Andrew Jackson, in 1830. So how is it that we have a Department of Transportation when three presidents vetoed this thing and said, no, it's not an enumerated power. If you want to exercise these types of powers, you have to get the states to delegate that power to you. Well, nothing's changed other than the fact that they've been bamboozling and, you know, lying, deceiving, and colluding with a lot of nefarious players in setting up a house of cards, because everything, almost everything that the federal government is doing on domestic matters is unconstitutional. And so when we get into the militia, we're going to actually go through what they sold to the framers, that the militia was going to be the only forces for domestic purposes to deal with insurrections or whatever the states may need. Instead, they started actually abandoning the payments and the training and everything else on the militia. They marginalized it because they wanted to have a standing army. Why? Because only the states really controlled the militia. And they didn't want to have to deal with that. They wanted to have full control, because if they got full control, then they can do anything they want to do with them. But I'm telling you that if you're looking for a real solution to stop and unravel everything that they're doing, it's right here. It's a part of this program. It's teaching you what the audit is, the academic argument for it, and getting the audit to move with multiple states into calling for Republic Review. So, what's it going to take? What do you think you need? Anything more? What kind of evidence do you need? Because we are organized. We do have a, we're building the model. I don't want to say we do have the model, but we're building the model, and we've got Wyoming coordinating with us. And we will actually be able to export that model to your county soon. We'll be able to export that model to other states as well. We need your help. Time is of the essence. And we would be, and humbly, and I'm telling you that the money I can account for, all $90, because it's still sitting in my account. I have a special account set up for that. And that money is going to be used for those things that I'm telling you it's going to be used for. Right now, any money that we get is paying for the cost of our travel so that we can go and meet and speak with and help these individuals understand what they need to do. So, we do have an organization, we have a process, and we would be very thankful for your help. And more importantly, we want you to get involved with us and actually help. There are lots of idiots that are getting involved with Soros because he's already got the money. We don't need a lot of money, we just need a lot of help. I'm telling you, if we only get the money for covering our costs, that's not a lot of money. It cost me about $2,000 that I think is what we're looking to get reimbursed for the last trip to take myself and two other gentlemen with me. And in the next trip coming up, it's probably just maybe only me. It might take one other person. But we're going to try to do this at a minimum so that we don't have to ask for a lot of money. We're trying to keep this as simple, and we're working. This is going to work. I think it's amazing that we actually have a process that can dismantle all of this unconstitutional government. So again, I'm hoping that you can see the merit. Start doing the investigation. Start asking the questions. Please come to the knowledge, whatever it takes you to get across that finish line so that we can actually start working together. Because the sooner we start working together, the sooner we can start actually attacking them and dismantling their attack against us. Now, some of the things that also I wanted to point out in the news, because it wasn't just this, the student loan delinquency rates are rising. And why do you think that is? It's just like, remember when Obama put in these readjustments on house loans? There were a lot of people that were told, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, don't pay your loan and come back and say, I can't afford my payments. I need to have everything redone. And then they will rework and actually give you money, you know, give you money back. Or they would rework your loan so that the value of your home is less and you have to pay them less. What? How did that happen? Because there were programs to let the federal government spend our tax dollars in underwriting the banks so that the banks were protected, but you got to save money by violating your contract. Yeah, that's right. And that's what they're doing with student loans. They're getting students to violate their contract, so it creates a crisis so that they can deliberately push politicians to extend socialism further into this mix and start underwriting. Oh, well, because you can't afford. This is the classic ratcheting that Robert Higgs talks about in his book, Crisis to Leviathan. You know, it's just one little crisis to the next, and they ratchet up, and government steps in and takes over more and does more. Pretty soon, everything's going to be free, and pretty soon, everybody is going to have a government diploma, and it'll mean nothing. What happens? What is the value of your tomatoes if everybody's growing tomatoes and selling tomatoes? Well, tomatoes become worthless because everybody's got them and everybody's trying to sell them. Now the thing that might be worth money is lettuce because nobody's growing it and selling it. You see my point? When everybody has their free education, when everybody gets their government diploma, then what's the differentiator? There is none. And that's what happens to the market. The market becomes worthless because everybody has the same crappy degree. This is just another way. The same thing with with forgiving these debts, this is another way of removing the consequences in life from people's decisions. Bad, good, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. They're removing the consequences. And so with that, as you can tell, and as not only are they removing the consequences for, you know, student loans and so forth, remember, you couldn't vote if you were a felon. They're now removing those consequences. So it doesn't matter if you've committed a really bad crime, you can still vote. Isn't that nice? Well, we've got a hard break, and so we'll be right back after a couple of promos. So please stay tuned, and we'll hopefully wrap this up so we can get into the militia tomorrow. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So, over the past year, I've been telling you two things pretty consistent. First off, I've been telling you just how far, wide, and deep the deep state goes. And second, I've been telling you how hardwired these communists are. They have no morals, and the end justifies the mean. They're going to do anything and everything. They're willing to go to jail. It doesn't matter. They are going to do anything necessary to get across that finish line. They'll cheat and lie and so forth. And they have to do this because we are too stupid to do what is best for us. So the deep state and these communists are going to take care of everything for us, whether we like it or not. And so the reason I'm setting this up is because it has become obvious that the deep state has ran very far between the FBI and the DOJ, because with McCabe, it sure does seem like there was a true plot, because they knew better and they were going to take care of the president that we, you know, we don't need and make sure we get a president that they're okay with. That's their paradigm. They're going to do anything and everything. Folks, this is playing for keeps. They are in this game to win. And until we get resolved to win, until we get more people to actually step on our side of the line and say, I'm standing up and I'm in this to win. I've been working with a lot of people on the militia side and so forth. Those guys got skin in the game. They're buying guns and so forth. And they definitely want to win. They want to beat back these guys. What's it going to take for you to get there? We need to get you there as fast as we possibly can. Let this year be the year that people start taking the resolve that they're going to step in and become a part of the solution. So one of the things that is absolutely amazing to me, and I want to bring up this whole Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, but before I do, let me just say this, that 16 states, led by the state of California, are suing President Trump over his declaration of a national emergency and his plans to redirect federal funds to the construction of a border wall. The other states include Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Virginia, all of which have Democratic attorney generals, and all but one are led by Democratic governors. So there's kind of a consistency in the mix, right? The lawsuit claims that Trump manufactured a crisis in order to obtain funding for a wall and that there is no national emergency at the southern border. The complaint also alleges that a wall will cause environmental damage. Trump expects to lose the legal challenge in California and the liberal Ninth Court, but later to prevail at the Supreme Court, where the conservatives hold a 5-4 majority. So, like always, he's going to lose at the lower court, and then this time he should win, because this is truly, and I want to get into this in this perspective. These states that are challenging the veracity of the constitutionality of building a wall in keeping illegals from being able to invade us, they are violating Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I think Trump should actually go after every single one of these attorney generals and every single one of these state legislators and governors. Everybody that has voted and piped in to support this action against the Constitution, they should lose their ability to be public servants per Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We've got to start playing serious. We've got to start putting the consequences to their moral perjury, because clearly, all of these people have taken an oath of office to support the Constitution. And what they're doing is giving aid and comfort to those who are directly trying to violate our Constitution. Do you understand this? We have an obligation to start restricting the public service of enemies that are supporting enemies as well, but these people are clear enemies of the Constitution because they're supporting people to violate it. Here's a surprise, and you've probably heard about this, but it seems like the funding for Oso the Communist in getting this new deal into politicians' support so that these people get, you know, some financial backing in supporting this new Green Deal. Apparently, the funding is coming from no less than Soros and the Rockefellers. Are you surprised? They are trying to buy the best government they can get, and they're getting closer and closer. And so this is why it's very important that we actually stand up and say, we don't care what you're willing to spend. That money is worthless, because the only way you can make these laws and create constitutional powers in education, energy, and all these other things, this whole new Green Deal is an absolute violation of the Constitution. And if you want to implement it, you have to amend the Constitution, period. And all these things that you have done that you did not follow the Article 5 process, such as these departments I've just mentioned, energy, housing, health and human services, all of these are violations of the Constitution because there's no Article 5 where the states have delegated these powers. So clearly, as we implement the audit and republic review, those powers go away. They go back to the states, and the states can enjoy deciding on what's best for them instead of being dictated by a tyrannical federal government who has no constitutional grounding in having these powers. So that's why it's important that we all start working together. Now, another thing that I think is ironic, and I'm enjoying this, is apparently the hate hoaxes. And there's some statistics out there, because I was reading this in the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. Apparently, the hate hoaxes are far exceeding the actual hate crimes. And so, I don't know about you, but I have to, you know, I'm finding solace in the fact that Jussie Smollett has been charged with a felony. And who knows, this may end his acting career, because as far as I'm concerned, this is far worse than a stupid little tweet from Roseanne. Where is the moral high ground for these leftists? They have none. That's why they went after Roseanne, and they're not going after him or any of these people, because they're on their team. And, you know, okay, you got caught. Well, we'll have to figure out how you can do this next time and not get caught. I mean, that's how bad it is, my friends. That really is how bad it is. They're doing anything and everything they can to support their agenda in moving us down this path. So I'm not sure, and I know I mentioned this last week, but on the heels of India promising a retaliation attack against the Islamists, well, I'm not sure if you've been following this, but this attack actually came from Pakistan. Well, the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has said that the first phase of the $20 billion worth of investments that he's giving into Pakistan has been completed. And they are working and going after, because what, India is not embracing Islam, just like China is not embracing Islam. And they are working ardently, just like the communists are here, in trying to subjugate the good people of India, just like they're trying to do it here. This goes to support just how hardwired these people work. They're taking all their billions of dollars in trying to move us. You know, it's like when I was in the Marine Corps in the 80s, I recognized the fact that we were in the midst of a revolutionary war, that the homosexuals had declared war against heterosexuals and the normalization of, you know, procreation and our society of families being the nucleus of society and so forth. And they were doing anything and everything they could to glorify the perversions and the degeneration of the family and the destruction of the family. And I tried to tell people, man, this is what's going on. They're trying to literally make it so that, you know, homosexuality, marriage, and those types of, and people go, no, there's no, we're not going to become a homosexual married, you know, recognizing homosexual marriages here in America. Are you kidding me? I actually had these conversations in the 80s. And now look at us. We are being edicted by the great national secular church to say we have to allow these things. Now, I do believe in free agency and the freedom of choice, but I also believe that people have the power to create their own laws as long as they're not infringing upon the constitutional rights of others. Now, there's no constitutional protection of marriage. States, this is a state issue. If states want to pass laws that say we're not going to recognize homosexual marriage, then that is absolutely within their power, and they have the constitutional authority of doing that because it has been left to them. The whole point is that we need to start waking up, because, you know, they've made all of these grounds with homosexual marriage and so forth. They are continuing to do this, and it is our liberty at risk. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm saving the Republic, and I need your help. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.